You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.
Speak up.
You're listening to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We're the campus and community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories. Yes, good morning. Welcome here to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM from Burnaby, up here on the mountain. Broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Stolo, Catesy, Kwikwetlem, and other Coast Salish peoples. My name is Jesse, here with you this Thursday, as most Thursdays, to share a little bit of talk, a little bit of music, and just get the morning going here on CJSF. Today on the show, a couple different pieces. One is an interview with Margaret Grenier of the Coastal Dance Festival. We'll have that in the first bit of the show. And then we will hear a little special treat, which is installments of Rendezvous de la Francophonie, which is an initiative of the National Campus Community Radio Association and some other folks to bring out some Francophone content and content about Francophonie in Canada. So we're going to get that. And as usual, some music, because I can't make a radio show without music. Are you crazy? Let's get right into it. This is from the fantastic new record by Black Belt Eagle Scout, which is called The Land, The Water, The Sky. This is the opening track, My Blood Runs Through This Land.
I'm
Black Belt Eagle Scout. My Blood Runs Through This Land from the standout new album, The Land, The Water, The Sky, here on Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. I'm Jesse. And now I'm going to be bringing you an interview that intrepid CJSF intern Vivienne did. She spoke yesterday with the artistic and executive director of the Coastal Dance Festival, Margaret Grenier. They talked about the upcoming Coastal Dance Festival, which is this week. It's this weekend, starts today, as a matter of fact, March 2nd to 5th, 2023, running at New Westminster's Anvil Center. Just a cool annual performance arts festival bringing Indigenous guests from across the Northwest Coast, Canada, the U.S., and abroad. There's a partnership with dancers from New Zealand this year. Just all sorts of cool stuff. And Vivienne and Margaret get into it. So without further ado, here is that interview. And then we'll talk after. Enjoy.
Hello, we are CJSF 90.1 FM, and I'm here today with a special guest, and we will talk about the Coastal Dance Festival. I'm here with Margaret Grenier, and do you want to introduce yourself? So who are you, and what are you doing here in Vancouver?
My name is Margaret Grenier. I'm the executive and artistic director with the Dancers of Dam Mohammed, and I am the festival director for the Coastal Dance Festival. We're hosting our 16th annual Coastal Dance Festival at the Anvil Center in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you. And we came here together to talk about the Coastal Dance Festival. So when and where is it happening?
The festival this year is happening at the Anvil Center. It's one of our festival partners. It's 16th year, so we've had the festival since 2008, and we're going to be bringing together Indigenous artists from throughout the Northwest Coast of Canada up into Alaska, the Yukon, as well as artists coming from the far north, Nunavut, and some international artists as well from Australia and New Zealand.
Oh, that's so cool. And yeah, how does the program looks like? So what are you doing there, and what kind of cultures are coming together?
Well, the festival this year runs from Thursday, March 2nd until Sunday, March 5th. It's going to have two evenings of programming with ticketed performances, as well as what we're calling an artist sharing. And the artist sharing is really an opportunity to hear from our artists, speak a little bit about their dance form, their Indigenous training, and how they learned their culture, their languages, and their artistic practices. And then on the weekend, on Saturday and Sunday, we have afternoons, which are more of a pay what you can type of environment, where it's really oriented towards audiences of all ages, and it's an opportunity to see these artists who are coming from Indigenous communities from various areas, really represent their languages, their arts, their songs, their dances, and their stories, and their history as well, the work that they've done to revitalize these dances.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sounds good. And I also read that you can attend the event for free at some performances, right?
Yes, the Saturday and Sunday afternoon programming are free, as well as the artist sharings, and the only events are the evening ticketed events on Thursday and Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and if you're interested in the tickets, I will, or Jesse will, link on the CJSF website to the link for the tickets. And it is the 16th annual Coastal Dance Festival, you already said it, but how is the story, and how and by who was the festival invented? Could you give me more details about that?
Yeah, Well, the festival has quite a long history. It started in Vancouver in 2008 as part of the Cultural Olympiad. And at that time, it was something that we really felt there wasn't another festival like it. A lot of the dance festivals focus on contemporary dance. We wanted to create a space for our Indigenous traditional artists. But there was a festival that has a history that goes back to the 1960s, and that was a festival that really focused on revitalization of dance on the Northwest Coast. And so because that was a festival that I had an opportunity to grow up with, I wanted to ensure that my children would have the same experiences. And in 2008, we were able to have the opportunity to bring the festival back and have held it annually for enough years now that we have a new generation of dancers that are starting to grow up in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sounds great. And why did the people start celebrating it, and why is it celebrated until today?
I think something that we really feel is quite important is as Indigenous peoples and with our arts and our culture is that it's something that needs to be practiced. It's something that needs to be lived. So it's really important that we have the opportunity to gather, to share dances that in some cases are thousands of years old, but also to share and create new songs and dances, and to really ensure that this art is strong and it's there for future generations.
Mm-hmm. And you also talked about new dancers. So I heard that dancers of the Dame La Hamid, I hope I pronounced it right, present an exclusive excerpt from their Raven Mother. Could you explain what that is and why it is so special?
Yes. The work that was done back in the 1960s, that really was the generation that ensured that we have song and dance today. And for our family, my mother, Elder Margaret Harris, she passed 2 years ago at the beginning of the pandemic. And we really wanted to create something that honored not only her legacy, but the legacy of her generations and elders such as herself. So we're creating a work called Raven Mother to speak to the work of our mothers. That's going to premiere in 2024. And this year at the festival, we're going to be sharing a short excerpt from that work.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds so nice, and I hope I can attend too. So this year you also said that you will have not only the dancers, but also a cultural exchange with New Zealand. Why did you, in other countries as well, but why did you choose to cooperate with New Zealand?
Well, there's a lot of parallels with our, not only just the more recent colonial history, but I think we are, we're coastal people. We're people that have a strong connection to our canoe culture, to our, what we call longhouses, and they call their marais. There's a lot of parallels as well with our poles and the storytelling and the carrying forward of lineage. Our families had an opportunity to connect with artists from New Zealand going all the way back to 2010, and it's a relationship that we've continued over the years. We'll be traveling there later in this year, and so we're really excited to host some artists coming from New Zealand at the festival this year. We were able to host a youth group from New Zealand even before the pandemic, because our festival was just before everything shut down, so it's something that very dear to our hearts and something that I feel we always gain a lot from the artists there.
Mm-hmm. And do you think, or why do you think that this exact culture exchange, it is so important for us, for you, for the festival?
I think that while a lot of the work that we do is, you know, we do it locally and within our own communities, but I think there's so much to learn. In New Zealand, there's a really strong history of of language, of dance practices that are taught and formalized. You can receive a post-secondary degree in the cultural practices of the Indigenous peoples in New Zealand, and that's not something that we have here in Canada. So I think that there is always a lot to learn from one another, and that's something that I hope for the future of our Indigenous people here as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's very, very true. And everybody is invited to that festival, so everybody could come. And do you want to bring a specific message to the people that are attending the Coastal Dance Festival?
I think that what I hear from our audiences that really resonates with them is that when you come to the festival, it's not about just the art that's being shared, that people are really impacted by how much this means to the artists, to the families, to the elders and the youth that are doing this work. And I think that's what will help us to really find a way to bridge understanding of our Indigenous peoples, our languages, our culture, our arts, and help us to move forward collectively as we, you know, work through reconciliation of our colonial history.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. And also to support the Indigenous people better here in Vancouver. And yeah, we almost here at the end of this interview about the Coastal Dance Festival. Do you have anything you would like to add or that I have missed asking about?
Well, I think we covered quite a lot, but I think that this year we are still feeling that we missed being able to gather when we weren't able to over the last couple of years. And so there's a real strong feeling with the artists and our long-standing audiences that it's an important gathering for us and something that everyone is looking forward to.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And could you shortly explain where people can buy tickets if they're interested now?
Yes. The two easiest ways to buying tickets is either to go to the Anvil Center website or go to the Dancers of Dan Mohammed website, where you'll find a festival page on the Coastal Dance Festival 2023. That'll mm-hmm. link you back to the Anvil.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and if you have struggled to find it, you can also check out our archives on cgsf.ca. I will all link these information in our description. So I will come back now to my very last question. So why do you think it is so important that we should support such festival like the Coastal Dance Festival?
I think that it's important because it's important for our Indigenous communities who are doing this work, but I think it's so important that we gather with Indigenous and non-Indigenous communities. I think it's important to support the work of the artists and to really, you know, encourage our younger generations to continue to do this work. And I think that I've seen that transformation over the generations and over the years, and I think that's the hope that we all have for what's to come.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And I am also hoping that I can attend the festival and to learn about new cultures, new dances, and yeah, to connect with communities. So thank you so much for giving me information about the festival. I hope that our listeners are very interested now because it's such an amazing festival and you should definitely check it out. And yeah, thank you so much for giving me this interview, Margaret. And I hope, we'll see each other on the dance festival.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
That was, Margaret Grenier speaking with Vivienne, CJSF intern, about the Coastal Dance Festival featuring dancers of Damela Hamid, which is happening beginning today, March 2nd to 5th, 2023, at the Anvil Center, which is on Columbia Street in New Westminster. If you want tickets to go see the Coastal Dance Festival, including a premiere excerpt the dancers of Damela Hamid's next full-length work, Raven Mother, you can go to coastaldancefestival.com, or you can go to the Anvil Center's website at anvilcenter.com. That's coastaldancefestival.com or anvilcenter.com. Or you can go to damelahamid.ca. That's damelahamid.ca. Or you can just search for Coastal Dance Festival and you'll get there. You can buy tickets to see many, many dances. Yeah, you should do that. Anyway, on the suggestion of Margaret, we're now going to go to music from the Jerry Cans. This is from their album Inusik Life. It is called Ukyuk, here on Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. And one last time, coastaldancefestival.com for tickets to the Coastal Dance Fest.
Oh, wheeled up to me.
Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of a community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.
Broadcasting on the internet and at 90.1 FM from high atop Burnaby Mountain, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
I watch the rain stick like beads of glass upon my window.